Okay, chatzar is either mishum yad or mishum shlichus. Nafkamina, ibe katner katana, could be kaina, that if you hold chatzar mishum yad, it works by a katner katana, and if you hold chatzar mishum shlichus, since shliach le shlichus le katan, it doesn't work. The difficulty of the sugi, as I said yesterday, is to understand why anybody would say chatzar mishum shlichus, what the words mean exactly, what aspect of kinyan chatzar forces anybody to hold chatzar mishum shlichus. Chatzar, pasha. I'm kind of my chatzar because it's in my property, it's mine. Why start with the inyan of shlichus? And yesterday I made an attempt using the Stipler's Mahalach to explain it. Problems were pointed out yesterday. First of all, that the whole Stipler is only gebayt on one sheet in the Rishayim, on the Taisis Chitzaynais. And in the Etzem Svara, the way we explained it, there are certain problems, I don't know. They can be answered. The question is how to work with it. It just didn't leave us so satisfied that Chatzar Mishum Shlichus. I have to tell you that there are other Mahalchim in Chatzar Mishum Shlichus. Reb Shimon himself, the Reb Chaim al Hashas, there's another approach which doesn't have enough Hesber for me to repeat. Reb Naftali has a Hesber. I'd like today to add a little more, maybe, to make us understand the difference of Chatzar is Yad or Shlichus. More than just the machlaikis of a cotton, the Gemara could have machlaikis. A cotton has chatz, a cotton doesn't have chatz. Gemara seems to make it into a kloliistic concept machlaikis of chatz is mishum shlichus. And I'd like to try to be masked a little more by speaking out another, a second stipler. This stipler is on our sugya. It's Simen Tezvav. In the old prints, it was Simen Yud Gimel. And the stipler by itself is an important idea anyway. And hopefully it'll help us a little bit. There's a Gemara Ksubis that tells us Matfil and Ger Katan. There's a Sugin Ksubis that tells us that it's possible to be Megayer, somebody who's not even Bar Mitzvah. Not bar mitzvah, it's possible to be Megayah such a person. How does that work? So Pashit, it works al zechiyah, that you can be zeicha something for a katan, and if you just go in the street and pull a guy off the street and dump him in a mikveh and you make him Jewish, that doesn't work, because it's not a schus for him. But if his father and his mother are being Megayah, so the assumption is that it's a schus. He'd want to be together with his parents in this deal. So you can be matvil and ger katan. Bezdin can be tevil and ger katan and be megayirim because of schiyah. So Taisvis in Ksubis on Yer Aleph Amid Aleph is a kasha. He says, how does schiyah work? We have an idea that schiyah is Zechiyah works als Zechiyah is Metam Shlichus. Zechiyah works just like Shlichus works. And the difference is, by Shlichus, you have to make a Shliach. You have to know that you want it. By Zechiyah, we know you want it. So Zechiyah is an automatic Shlichus. That's what Zechiyah is. It's an automatic Shlichus. Zechiyah Metam Shlichus. Fektai Sakasha. We know that a cotton can't make anybody a shliach. So if a cotton can't make anybody a shliach, so how could you be toivel a cotton because of zchia? Do zchia for a cotton? Zchia can't be better than shlichus. Shlichus doesn't work. So zchia doesn't work. If ain't shlichus le cotton, then ain't zchia le cotton. How could I be zeiche anything for a cotton if a cotton is not in the parasha of shlichus? It's a very stark kasha. And because of this kasha, now you have to realize, Tosfos's kasha is not only on Geirus. Tosis kashes any time you want to be zeicher for a katan. Anything that you want to be zeicher for a katan anywhere, you pick up something and be zeicher for a katan, that the same kasha applies. If zchi is matam shlichus, how can you be zeicher for a katan? So Tosis holds that zchi is taka, it's true. Ein shlichus the katan, ein zchi the katan. The whole thing is a derabbanan. The whole thing that you can be zeicher for a katan is only a derabbanan. However, Lamaisa, many Rishayim hold the Sri as Daraisa, including Tosis himself in Sanhedrin. They hold that a Ger Katan is a Ger Daraisa. So Rabbi Kiva Eger in Ksubis, the first Rabbi Kiva Eger on Daf Yud Aleph, comes to answer the question with a very Klolius Dikehesber of Ein Shlichus L'Katan. Why Ein Shlichus L'Katan? Why can't a Katan make a Shliach? Why? Now you could learn, it's a din, ein shlichus l'katan. You could learn that, you know, just like a guy can't make a katan, a shliach, a guy can't make a shliach, ma'atem b'dei bris, avshluchachem b'dei bris. A guy can't make shlichim. So it could be that katan also, it's a halacha, it's a din, that without hesber, it's just a din, then Tosis is right. So if you learn like that, that's a part of the Gzeres HaKasuv, there has to be Ishvalai Katan, Ishvalai Katan, in the Parsha of Shluchus. So then Tosis is right, that's going that Shitas Tosis. That's just, it's a halacha, that there's no Shluchus for a Katan. It's not totally, it's not dependent on Svara. It's a halacha. So Taka, that's a Shita in the Rishayim. And if so, Tosis is right. If ain't Shluchus a Katan, ain't Zchiel a Katan, then it's true. So to Mekiva Eger, clear differently. What's the difference between a katan and a gadol? What's the nekuda of difference that changes when you become a gadol? What changes? Das. Right? The whole thing is das. Katan ain't like das. A katan, when he makes up his mind, it doesn't have a halacha of das. Where in shlichus do you need das? If I want to make a shliach to be a kaddish anisha for me, where do I need das? I need das in minui hashlichus, in appointing the shliach. In every time a person makes a shliach, there are two steps. First, you memana the shliach, you appoint the shliach. And then the shliach does whatever has to get done. Right? That's what happens in every shlichus in the world. I appoint the shliach to mekadesh anisha, I appoint the shliach to separate truma, I appoint the shliach to do bedikas chametz for me. Whatever it is, there are two steps in shlichus. It's minui hashlichus, I appoint the shliach. And then there's the thing that the shliach does, that he carries out his shlichus. The katan's chesaron, like Rabbi Kiva Eger, is that he can't be memana a shliach. He doesn't have the wherewithal to appoint a shliach. If he could appoint a shliach, then it would be fine. But appointing a shliach requires das. And that's why ein shlichus l'katan. Ein shlichus l'katan is because you're not bekayach to do a minoy shlichus. Memela. What do we gain by this explanation? By zechia, do you need a minoy shlichus by zechia? By zachin la'adam, do you have to appoint a shliach? It's automatic. If I'm walking in the street and I want to pick something up for you, because Zachem Adam Shalai Befana, you don't have to appoint me a shliach. You don't even have to know that I exist. I can be Zaycha something for you. Zechia is a type of shlichus where the minui is an automatic minui. Zach to be Kiva Eger. A katan, you could be Zaycha for a katan. Because really, a katan is in the parsha of shlichus. A shayach for a katan to have a shliach, do things for him. He just can't appoint a shliach. He can't be mamana a shliach. So by zachin la'adam, where the minui is automatic, it's very geshmak, where the minui is automatic, so there, a katan could be zach shchia matam shlichus. A katan could be.
It's only automatic if you say mustami, he would want it to be happening.
Right.
He can't say mustami.
I say mistama, if the cotton would have das, he would choose to do it.
That's not true.
That's what, why doesn't it help? I don't understand.
We can't become more than the Mishalaya.
Why?
How can we become more than Mishalaya? We have an answer how that it's as if he would have wanted to make the mean. Even if he wanted to make the mean, it doesn't help anything because he doesn't.
You don't
have
need minoy. Minoy is a svara. That how am I your hand? Because of minoy. But if I know you want me to be your hand, then it works without it. Otherwise, you would have a problem even by a gadol. How can I be zechim? Because mistam, if he knew, he would want, but he doesn't know. He also, a kohen doesn't have das, he also doesn't have das. That someone's trying to get things for him.
If a gadol says he's not happy with
tzchiyah, then there's no tzchiyah.
So, and not only that, but if
you're megayer a kohen, so you all know that when he turns bar mitzvah, he could say, I don't want. So Taisa Shita is, in Sanhedrin, why could he say he doesn't want? It's megala l'mafreya, that it's not a s'chus. We were megayer him because we assume it's a s'chus. When he turns bar mitzvah and he finds out about it, he could say, aha, you thought it's a s'chus for me, it's not a s'chus. And okay, now, if someone says it's not a s'chus, it's a s'chus. So Rekiv Eger has a very geshmaka appreciation of Ein Shlichus L'Kot. He's saying there are two ways to learn Ein Shlichus L'Kot. You could learn Ein Shlichus L'Kot, Gzeiras HaKasev, no Shlichus L'Kot. Or you could learn Ein Shlichus L'Kot is pshat that a cotton doesn't have the wherewithal to do shlichus, because since he has no das, therefore he can't do a minu shlichus. And since he can't do a minu shlichus, therefore he comes out, he can't have a shliach. However, by schia, we don't need a minu, it's automatic, everything is fine. Adkan, this is what Rabbi Akiva Eger says. So Rabbi Shlomo Eger, his son, because Rabbi Shlomo Eger printed the Rabbi Akiva Eger's, his Aoris got into the print, because he stuck in his Aoris in parentheses and brackets. It always starts Aleph Hey, Omar Ha Magia, or Omar Ha Madfis. And he adds, he says, what his father said is Beferish and Rambam. If you look in the Rambam, Reish Perik Beis of Hilchos Shlichus, the Rambam says, Ein Shlichus L'Kohen, Mishum She'en Le'das. Rambam says, the Rabbi Akiva Eger said. There's no Shlichus L'Kohen, why? Not because he's not in the Parsha of Shlichus. Ein Shlichus L'Kohen, Mishum She'en Le'das. That's what the Rambam says in the beginning of Perik Beis of Hilchos Shlichus. And the Rambam is Takam of Furish like Rabbi Akiva Eger. However, Frekib Shlomo Eger, I have a problem. The problem is Bava Mitzia Daf Yud Amid Beis. Chotzer Mitam Shlichus and Ein Shlichus L'Katan. Does Chotzer need a Minu Shlichus? If I buy a Chotzer, have to be Mamanin a Shliach for me. If it's a Chotzer Mishtameres. If I have a Chotzer Mishtameres, I don't have to be memana to be a shliach. It's automatic. A chutz is automatically my shliach. So what's going on here in the Gemara? The Gemara says, chutz mishum shlichus. So it doesn't work by a cotton. Bishlam, if you hold ain't shlichus, the cotton is a gezeres hakasuv. Fine. It's gezeres hakasuv, ain't shlichus the cotton. So chutz doesn't work. But like Rabbi Akiva Eger, that why ain't shlichus the cotton? Because he can't be maman, a shliach. And if you have a situation where the shlichus is automatic, then it works. Frekub Shlomo Eger, so chotzer is also automatic, meanly. Why can't the cotton's chotzer be his shliach? The cotton shliach is an automatic meanly shlichus. So if it's automatic, according to Kiva Eger's Hesber, chotzer should be kaina for a cotton, even if chotzer mishum shlichus. It's a gevaldig kasha. Because if you take Rabbi Akiva Eger's side, that a cotton is shayach to shlichus, you just can't do a minui, then you have a problem with every chotzer. So Shlomo Eger by b'shver.
Is
our assumption is, as all the Rishonim learn, that this sugya is talking by Maimonides as well. Gemara, yeah, at this point, the Gemara is certainly talking. Gemara says, Mikam had the Yamachasam Shem Shlichos, what about Hilchas Kaneva? So the Gemara at this point is not talking about get specifically. Later, we'll see when we get to the next Amid. But at this point, it's certainly talking about all Dini Maman. So this is the end of the. If you look in the Riki Vager on Ksub and Stafir Aleph, that's two paragraphs. You have this paragraph, and then in brackets or some prints in a star, you have Reb Shlomo Eger's Kash. The stipler in our sugya comes to answer Reb Shlomo Eger's Kash, and in answering it, the stipler, I'll agree, he says something of a chiddush, but I think it will open up a little bit the sugya. First, let's talk about how the stipler answers the kasha, and then we'll talk about it. Stipler says a chiddush. So, if the stipler, how does kinyan chatzah work? How does a kinyan chatzah work? If you hold mishum shlichus, he says chatzah has minu shlichus. An owner who buys a chatzah. What is a chatzar? A chatzar is a place where you keep things. A person who buys a chatzar, nobody buys a chatzar, it should be empty. A chatzar is a place where it's normal to keep things. All right, it could be the chatzar is a field you're going to plant in. The lamaisa, people leave things in a chatzar, hamishtameres, in a safe chatzar. Zok the stipler, a chatzar also needs minishlichus. Chatzar also needs minishlichus. But what is the minishlichus of a chatzar? The fact that anybody buys a chatzar or acquires a chatzar, however he acquires it, that by definition, a chatzar is a place to keep, a chatzar mishtameres is a place to keep things. And it's not true that you don't need a minishlichus of a chatzar. You do need a minishlichus. But you don't have to say magic words, the chatzar should be my shliach. It's enough that you buy a chatzar and it's an ansadi. A person buys a property. Nobody buys a property, it should stand empty. A person buys a property, then he's going to keep things there. It's a normal thing. If it's mishtameres. And therefore, a chatzar mishtameres has in it an automatic minu shlichus.
What's an ansadi?
What?
What's an ansadi?
Why an ansadi? It's not the ansadi, it's not really the minu. It's his. So when a person, in whatever way he phrases, I'm buying this field, I'm acquiring this field, he is saying that I'm acquiring something to hold my things. You buy a house, you're buying a place to put your things. Now, it's not automatic. It's not an ansadi, but it lives in the words the person's saying. Person who buys a chatzar, it's automatic that it's a place to keep things. You buy a house, it's a place to keep things.
Getting this field through Yerusha. So when he's getting it, it's
remaining. We'll talk about a cut in a second. First, talk about a gadol. Okay?
When a gadol gets to be Yerusha, he'll have to go and say something?
When a gadol gets to be Yerusha, well, he has to do something to acquire it. However, he acquires it, it's memela. But he. I don't mean he has to do something in Dinei Kinyanim. But
if it falls into his field after his father was nifter, he's yarshin whatever fell into his field. It's his chatzar. He didn't know that. It's his.
It's probably because he gets whatever his father had. And his father had a chatzar in which he kept things. Now he has a chatzar in which he keeps things. The definition of a chatzar is a place to keep things.
But
what?
Even though the definition of a chatzar that people hate, there's no minishlichus here.
Wait, in the case where he's not aware of it?
In the
case where he's not aware of it.
Even in Yerusha, there's no.
I hear. We'll have to figure out. In the case where he's not aware of it, is the chatzar kind of him or not?
What if he is aware?
Could you prove to me that a chatzar is kind of him? He's not aware of it. Could be he's not mishtameres like. I'm not sure. We're going to have to see on Daf Yud Aleph if it's so. The Gemara talks about the Gedarim of Chatzah Mishtameres. I'm not so sure it's true. If a person gets a Chatzah and he's not aware he got it, I'm not so sure it's kind of him. Chatzah has to be Mishtameres L'daitoi. Chatzar mishtameris is not chatzar mishtameris. Chatzar mishtameris ladaitai. We'll see. We'll have to see in your aleph. That's so posh. Maybe right. I'm not sure that it's so. Could be it's kind of for the estate in the case of Yerusha. But let's say, how else could you have a chetim? So someone gets a chatz of hefker is kind of for me. I'm not aware of it. So then the person who got it for me, his das works. I'm not sure how you could have automatic outside of Yerusha without anybody's das. It's not true, Reb Chaim says that there isn't. Okay. What the stipler is saying is that a chatzar, every chatzar is an automatic minishlichus. It's automatic. Now, when you have a chatzar, it's a place you keep things. Ad kedei kach, the stipler, he's quoting a Machne Ephraim, says, why is a chatzar she'ena mishtameres not kind of for me? Because it's lacking in minishlichus. Because people don't keep things in a chatzar she'ena mishtameres. The whole time that chatzar she'ena mishtameres doesn't work is taken because it failed to mean ishlichus. Because the stam chatz sheinu mishtameres is a place I don't keep things. Because it's sheinu mishtameres. For hagufa, it's missing a minui. The Rambam says that if you have a chatz sheinu mishtameres, and the Gemara says if you're aimed betzida, if you're standing there, it could be kaina. The Rambam says that you have to say tikni li chatzeri. Even if you're standing there, you have a chatzar she'ena mishtameres. You're standing in front of your house, and your house has in front of it a little piece of property, and something hefka falls in. The Rambam says you must say tikni li chatzeri, or it doesn't work. Why? So the stipler, b'shem l'machna Ephraim, because chatzar needs minu shlichus. Now, a chatzar ha-mishtameres has an automatic minu shlichus. A chatzar she'ena mishtameres, a fail to mina shlichus. So if you're there and you say tikni chatzeri, that's a mina shlichus. But the chiddush of the stipler is this chiddush: the chatzeris, the chatzis mishum shlichus, it needs mina shlichus as well. It needs the das of a person who's memanin as a shliach. B'meila, the Gemara makes sense that katan she'en lei das, he can't make a mina shlichus. So it doesn't work. What was Shlomo Eger's kasha? Shlomo Eger asked that, what do you mean? A chatzar is automatic shliach. Why shouldn't it work for a kohen? Chatzar doesn't need a minui. So at this time, no, chatzar does need a minui. It needs a minui shlichus. And since it needs a minui shlichus, that's why it doesn't work by a kohen.
So I can say to my chatzar shem shemeres, I can say I want my chatzar shem shemeres to be kind for me?
If you're not standing there?
I always want to.
The minui doesn't work.
The whole thing is minui, why can't that be a
minui? If the whole thing is minui, why can't it be minui? The stomach, it's like being memana a cotton. You're memana a chotzer, that's not a bar hachi to hold things for you.
But
you need two things. You know, oimib tzidoi, and you have to say tikni chatzeri. The Rambam doesn't say tikni chatzeri, and oimib tzidoi, it works.
But if the whole reason, my friend saying the whole reason
is because
of me, that's nothing to do with
that. Because the chotzer mishtameres, be'etzem, it's right to be kind of feel. So you need a mino, instead of mino is automatic. The chotzer she'ena mishtameres is be'etzem, not right to be kind of feel.
So what's the thing with mino? So it's nothing to do with mino.
It has everything to do with mino.
It's not right to be a shliach, it's nothing to do with
mino. By chotzer she'ena mishtameres, no. But when you're oimid b'tzidai, so now it is right. So you need an amira, because you need a mino. That's what the Rambam is saying. So this is how the stipler answers the kasha of Reb Shlomo Eger. And all right, so we have to come back to this when we talk about Ein Shlichus L'Katan. We have two ways to learn: either Ein Shlichus L'Katan because he's not a bar minoi, or Ein Shlichus L'Katan because he's excluded by the Torah from Shlichus. We have two ways to learn Shlichus L'Katan. If we ever have such a sugya of Ein Shlichus L'Katan, we have to bear in mind you have Reb Akiva Eger's way and Tosis or Reb Shlomo Eger's way. What we walk away with after we learn the stipler is a little help in understanding what it means chatzim mishum shlichus vei shlichus l'kad. The problem with chatzim mishum shlichus and chatzim mishum yad is to be able to handle What's the difference in the way you understand how a chatzah works between yad and shlichus? The difference is if it works for a cup. But in explanation, what's the difference? Lefi, this stipler, the difference is only one difference. That a chatzah, if you all chatzah b'shem yad, so it's taka automatic. It works even by a cotton. It's totally automatic, doesn't need any minoy. Chatzah b'shem shlichus means that the reason the chatzah is kind of for me is because I designated it as a place to keep my things. It's automatic, but it's automatic in what I did. That I am, it's automatic minu shlichus, but it needs a minu shlichus to be my shliach. That's a chiddush. A chatzah could be a shliach. Normally only people could be shluchim. Right? Even a guy can't be a shliach. It's a funny thing. A guy who's a human being can't be a shliach. And a chatzah is not Jewish either. Why don't you say Ma'atem b'nei bris, af chatzah b'nei bris, the chatzah has got to be Jewish? Yeah. I don't know. But the point of chatzah mishum shlichus is this point. Not so much the rules of dinei shlichus as this one rule of dinei shlichus, that it needs a minoy. It needs das bailov, that it should be the place I keep my things. That's the type of chatzah that works. When we say chatzah mishtameres, we mean a chatzah whose owner wants to use it as a chatzah, wants to have it as a chatzah. That requires the ability to be b'mana shliach, which excludes a kav. What we're doing is, we're making the whole difference between chatzah mishum yad and chatzah mishum shlichus, this one nekuda. The chatzah mishum shlichus means, it's not automatic, but payal, it's automatic, but it works with a svara. That it's a place where I keep things. Since it's my place where I keep things, that's why it's kind of for me. This is the Hesber, the way it works out from the words of the stipler. Now, what I want to gain is this understanding of Chatzah Mishum Shlichus. It should mean more than just doesn't work for a cotton. So here we have a little of the mechanics of the way it works. Now, again, we have to put this away for a few days. We're going to come to Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. I'm not sure how this is going to work. By chatzeris, by properties, I understand it. What about by kelim? Keli is kelim shem chatzer. So if I have a pot, it works matam chatzer. A pot is a place to keep things. I'm not sure how this is going to work out. There are certain kelim you buy that you don't keep things in. Be an example of something you don't keep things in.
Animal.
Huh? An animal you put things on.
You don't put something on a cow, generally.
A cow. An animal that's not made to carry things. Okay? Or maybe a blanket. A blanket's not made. Is he going on a picnic? I don't know. A pillowcase holds things. Most things hold things. But there are plenty of items that are not made to hold things. Do those things work? We have to see. So this is our job for Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, that the whole stipler depends on. We're going to see if it taka shtims. But for now, we're going to stop at this point. We're going to accept the stipler. His hesber of kinyan chatzim shem shlichus is that chatzim shem shlichus works alts mino shlichus, and that that's included in the das of a person who buys a property. Whether it stims later, we're going to have to, hopefully it'll fit beautifully, and we'll say, oh, kishmak, it fits nicely. If it won't fit, we're going to have to rethink the whole business, but this is the way the stipler is, this nekuda of understanding, chatzah mishum shlichus. So again, if you want to walk away, lomdisha things, you always have to think, how would you explain it to somebody who's learning it, just balabati, she's learning daf yomi. Yes, what does chatzah mishum shlichus mean? So you have to be able to try to sum up what chatzah mishum shlichus means. This mahalach, yesterday's mahalach sums it up, and today's mahalach. Yesterday's mahalach was chatzah mishum shlichus means that the shlichus works with a ma'isa kinyan, which is true, like the Taisus Chitzainis, and it's a good hesber. Today, when we're going lav dafka with the Taisus Chitzainis, we want a more klaliistic hesber, so we have a second hesber. The chatzah mishum shlichus means that the owner has to want it to be a place he keeps things. So that's why it needs a das of a gadol, that he should want it to be a place he keeps things. So Ad Kan Divrei HaStaipler. The top Tosfos I just wanted to learn because Rebbe Kivega's cash is so important. Top Tosfos, Rebbe Yechonami Yesh L'Dal Aramis. Tema, L'Kamon Masik, Mishum Dialef Metziah Meget. Amashaya Kinyin Dal Aramis Beget, which we know is true. But Shayach Kinyin Dal Aramis Beget as well. Right, so we spoke at the other day the Ran's Kasha. If Kin Dal Aramis is the Rabbanon, how could it work by a get? So he said, Al Tefka Bez Nehefker, however it works. Fractisis, Beperk Hazayr, Kamar, was that Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yechanan? Karavla, Afila Meya Amma, of Yechayel Lashimra have a get. To say this, Rabbi Yechanan himself, who's the Balmam Memre here. That's the only reason it's a Kasha, good. He says, "Karavla fila meya ama of yichayel l'shaimer haveget." Even if it's within 100 amas, but she's able to protect it, it's also a get. So what's the kavanah of Taisis Kasha? How can you learn mitziyah meget if by get itself it works with meya ama? So by mitziyah it only works with dalet amas. How can you say yafina mitziyah meget? Get works with 100 amas, and this works with 2 or with 4 amas. That's Taisis Kasha. So after b'kiveiger lo zechisi lahavin. The Gilyan HaShas, the second Gilyan HaShas here on the page. It says, Loi Zechisi Lahavin, what's Taisis Kasha? Anan Yafinam Rak, the Chotzer Havak Yad. All we learn out from Get is that a person's Chotzer has a din like his Yad. Avol Man Yikra Chotzer, how many Amis is called your Chotzer? Moshech Lameilov. Why do we have to learn that out of Get? Mashihiknu Lai Chachamim, Havak Chatzerai. Whatever Chazal gave you, whatever kayak they gave it to you, with Hefker, Bez, and Hefker, or however they gave it to you, whatever they gave you, you're kind of with. So, beget, hiknu lai kuf amma, b'mamin, hiknu lai rak dalet amas. If you know that your chatz is kind of, the question is, what's your chatz? Whatever is your chatz, that's what's kind of for you. So, if whatever is your chatz is kind of for you, so, tzarchi and gadol. We can learn mamin meget. Learn mamin forget that whatever it is that Chazal gave you with Dalet Amis, that's what you're kind of. Well, how much did they give you? So you have to look up each sugya. I get they gave you meya amma. Meya is lavdafka. Meya is even masayim amma. As much as the woman could have a shmirah on it. And by Messiah, they gave you Dalet Amis. This is Rabbi Kivega's cash. Maybe the Me'amah works a different way. Excuse me. All right, this Teretz, in the Kuntshusei Shiurim, he's Masber, he answers Rabbi Kivega's Kasha, but more than just says a Teretz on the Kasha. He's Masber that I guess we're into Rabbi Kivega's. Whenever you get to Kinyanim, you have, I just realized, we're talking the whole time Rabbi Kivega's, no? It's Rabbi Kivega's. Okay. Anyway, Okay, Yemayel Kinyan Shein Yemayel was Rabbi Kivega. The first Kinyan we spoke about was Rabbi Kivega. Today, both Kinyanim are Rabbi Kivega's. Okay, anyway, he's Masber. The Kuntshi says Shiurim. You know, I just want to tell you, whenever you say Shtikal Torah, it's nice to say your own Teretz on Akashi. You think of the Teretz. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not true, but that's Kachi Dakar Shal Torah. When you could take something and plug it into something that's a machlekes rishayim anyway, a machlekes achrayim anyway. So you know your site is true, and you just plug it in. If it fits, it fits. The Kuntshi Sei Shiurim says there are two ways to learn Me'amis, and those two ways are the machlekes Taisa Rabbi Kivega. There are those who understand Me'amis work by Teres Chatzar. Rabbi Kivega clearly says it beferish. He understood this way. That's fine. He brings up Pnei Yeshua, B'Shem Rashi, in Gittin, that says, how does Meya Amis work? The Yeshua says, Meya Amis work b'toras nesina. Be'etzem, a get, it's enough in nasan b'yada. By a get, really, it's enough in nesina. It doesn't need all dinei kinyanim. Rashi says that you know how Meya Amis work? It's not a kinyan. It's a kiyum of nesina liyada. And nesina is enough. Now we had this vart nesina, if you remember, when the Ketzais Navnei Meluim explained how does Gita V'yadir Ban Ke'echad work? How does it work Gita V'yadir Ban Ke'echad? So we said there are two ways to look. Let's just magic. Torah said it works. You put a get in a hand, the ayit should become the husband's. The paper should become the husband's. If the paper's the husband's, it doesn't work. So you say Gita V'yadir Ban Ke'echad. It's a push that you could learn. Gita V'yadir Ban Ke'echad works. Like a magic thing, the Torah said it works. The Ketzais explained, Avnei Meluim, and the Ketzais, he explained, that the way it works, all you need is an asina to make a get. So you put it in her hand, it's not hers yet, she's Megureshes. Once she's Megureshes, now she has her own yad. So now she can be kind of the paper. So the way a get works is in two steps. It's an asina liyada. And once it's placed into her hand, she's Megureshes. They needed that there should be Nayar Shalom. It's fine, because the way you did it is in a way that the paper will become hers in a moment. And therefore it works. That's what we had, where we talked about Nesina being enough for a get. We talked to Lagabe this. Zok to Pnei Yeshua, you know how Meya Amis work? Meya Amis works B'Kayach Nesina, not B'Kayach Chatzar. It's not your chatzar, 100 amos away from you is a chatzar. And even Mishasarabim, some Rishonim hold, Meya Amis works even, not only Tzidei Mishasarabim, Mishasarabim itself. How does that work? Worse, because it's in the Sina. It's given to you. If she's Yechayla L'Shaibra, it's given to her. So it's given to her, that's good enough. It doesn't work, but Taras chatzar. Taisvis understood Meya Amis this way. The Meya Amis is in the Sina. It's not a Kinyan Chatzar. Memela Taisus is a Gevaldig Akasha. How could you learn Metzia from Get? How can you learn Metzia from Get? By Get is a din of Meya Amis that the Sina is enough. By Mamin, the Sina is not enough. You need Kinyan. So for Taisus, Korv Lothel Meya Amis Chaim Shemer have a Get. So how could you learn Metzia from Get? Get, it's enough Nesina. How could you learn from there? Rabbi Kiva Egas Kasha falls off. Rabbi Kiva Egas said, you can learn from there that Chatzar works. That's only if you hold Meya Amis Kinyan Chatzar. But if you learn, like the Pnei Yeshua, that Meya Amis is Kinyan, is Nesina, by Get, it's enough of Nesina. And later when she gets the paper, it'll be her paper. So Im Kain, then Taisus Kasha is a Gevaldig Kasha. How could you learn Metzia Meget? By Get, Nesina is enough. So, what the Kuntshusei Shiurim is doing, it's in Simen Yud Aleph in the Kuntshusei Shiurim, he says that basically the Machlaikis between Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Taisus is a Machlaikis Rishayim. If how Kinyan, how Get Meya Amis work, those we shade well, it works with Taras Chatzar, with Taka, with hold like Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying. But Taisus Shita is like the Pnei Yeshua, that it works with Taras Nesina, and therefore Taisus Kasha is a good Kasha. We had last year a Wisdom of Machlokes Rishayim, if Get, it's enough Nesina. So we had it, Avnei Meluim said, there's a Machlokes, if you write a Get on Isurei Hanor, if the paper of the Get is paper, that's also by Hanor. Because of Get, Isurei Hanor, and you give it to the woman, some Rishayim held it works, some Rishayim held it doesn't work. I think both Shitas were in Shulchan Aruch. If it works or it doesn't work. So the question was, how could a get written on Isurei Hanor work? We have this rule, Isurei Hanor is worth zero. It can't be kind of things that are worth zero. The Rajma's rule, that you can't do a kinyan on something that has no value. If something has zero value, you can't be kind of it. So there's no kinyan on something with no value. How could a get be possible on Isuri Anah? The woman can't be cutting it. So the Avnei Milum said, those who hold that a get on Isuri Anah is good, hold that Nesina is enough. Nesina is enough, and she's Megureshes. The paper is not hers, so the Avnei Milum said, it doesn't matter if the paper is not hers, as long as it's not the husband's. If the paper, if Nayir Shali, if the paper is the husband's, it's a problem because it's still Agida Gabe. If it's Yisuri Anah and he gives it to her, the scene is enough. The paper is not his, so it's a good get. The scene is enough. So there was a Machlekes Rishayim, and the scene is enough, you need a Kenyan. Those who hold it doesn't work, hold Taka, you need a Kenyan. So it's this Machlekes Rishayim. So Zok the Kunshis Seshurim, that's Machlekes Rishayim, is the Machlekes here between Taisis and the. And the Rebbe Kiva Eger's two ways of learning. And that's why Tesla Kasha is Gavaldig Akasha. If Get only needs the Sina, how do you learn Metziyam and Get? So this is the Hezber and Tesis and Rebbe Kiva Eger. What Tesis Teretz? Yishleimer. So the way the Kuntri says Shiur and Taitch is Tesis Teretz. Right? He just explained Tesis Kasha is Gavaldig Akasha. How do you learn Metziyam and Get? Like when you learn Tesis Pashit, the Kasha just numbers. Here it's 4 amas, there it's 100 amas. How do you learn it? If the Kunshi says Shiurim, it's even a starker cash. How do you learn Metziah from Get? Get works out Nesina. And Metziah works out Kenyan. How do you learn from the other? Yishleimer, the Bedalit Amish Shalah, Afil Yachal Ishmar Kamaya Megureshes. A woman, if the Get is in her Dalit Amis, it works B'Torah's Kenyan. Afil Yachal Ishmar Kamaya. If it's in her Dalet Amis, but the man is stronger or faster, and he's able to watch the get just as much as her, it's still a good get. Because if it's Teich Dalet Amis, the taka works, but Teres Kinyan. V'chutz l'Dalet Amis, once it's out of Dalet Amis, Tzor Shetuchel Hila Shamrai. Because when it's out of a Dalet Amis, it only works as Nesina. Nesina means she has to be able to herself to guard it. So the main Lutaisis Teretz is there are two dinim by a get. Teich Dalet Amis, which works b'teres Kinyan. Out of Dalet Amis, which works b'teres Nesina. Yafina Metziah Meget, the din of Dalet Amis, which is a Kinyan, that we learn out of get. Meshek and Nesina, which is a din that's specific to get, that we don't learn. This is Pshat and Taisis. Okay, let's learn another line of Gemara. The Gemara here throws us straight into a totally new sugya. Right halfway down the page. Could you say Chatzar is out Shlichus? What's that pasuk talking by? Geneva. Talking by Geneva. They're what? What does it say? Then what? Chayv Kefil, because he's a Ganif. So what's the Gemara saying? If it's in his hands, Zicha Ganif, he took it with his hands. If it's in his Chatzar, how's he a Ganif? If something blows into my Chatzar, I'm a Ganif? So Rashi says he closes the gate. Chayritz, does he have to close the gate? Or is it enough he just thinks? Or is it enough if I just think I want to be a Ganif? What? If something blows into my chatzar, I say, wow, that's great. I'm never going to return it to him. I'm not a ganav with that. It's not a maisa ganeva. I'll have to see. It's kinyan ganeva. Yeah. So why does Rashi say only if you close the door?
If it blew into your chatzar, it's not shmir. Right,
you know why? Because if you had in mind, you'll never be chayev kefir. Because how could anybody know what you had in mind? Only if you might. If you might, you can be chayev kefir. The pasuk's coming a riboy in a case we chayev kefir, right? Okay, so let's see. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So Maris. Right, Now, first, before any lumdis, everyone knows why is shliach nedvar aveira. So I think everyone knows divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishayim. Now, obviously, that doesn't make any sense by a chatzar. Divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishayim. If I tell you steal for me, so we say that I didn't think you'll listen to me. Divrei rav, divrei mishayim. That's not a real shlichus. You should listen to God. But if I tell my chatzar to steal for me, does my chatzar? First of all, God never told the chatzar not to steal. Torah doesn't say chatzaris can't steal, no? No? Chatzar is no divrei rav that the chatzar can't steal. And second of all, the chatzar has no das. Which is maybe what the Gemara is going to answer. But it's funny, the whole Havamina, as soon as you read the Gemara, what's going on here? What's going on here? Chatzar, Yishlel and Varavera? So I think that's what Tosfos Dibur HaMasal Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira is coming to Bavarim. Is that what Tosfos means? Tosfos Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira B'Perka Ish Mekadish Ika D'Yalif Mishkutei Chutz D'Ksifu V'Loi Shluchai. There's some who don't say Dibur HaRab Dibur HaTam. Zaman D'Yomer that says, how do you know Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira? Because of Gzeres HaKosev, Vashkut Echotz, who, V'loi Shluchai. Ika di Aleph, Mishum Dehavalei Me'ila V'tvicha Shneksev Amon Ke'echad, Yesh Liyaf, Eim Alamdin. What does Tosfos want with this? He's just telling us a Gemara Kedushin. In case you don't remember from Kedushin, Tosfos is reminding you. The way I understood Tosfos, is that the way you learn Tosfos? That the Gemara's kasha is bishlam if you hold divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishayim. You're right. So a chotzer, there's no problem shliach nedvar aveira. But that's not the only mandiyama there. There are two other mandiyama. The mandiyama will learn shliach nedvar aveira because there is hakosov either from an extra word who or from shteksu and ban keachad emelandin. So like them, we have a kasha. How could a chotzer be kaivik and neiv and shliach nedvar aveira? I think that's Pshat and Tosfos, if I'm correct. That's what Tosfos is coming to Bavarin.
Is three Pshat in the Gemara there?
Yeah. The Gemara is Kashis. The Gemara says, Laman Diyama, Malam Diyama, Meikin Lameyma. The Gemara is Kashis. At any rate, we get now to to our discussion from last year. The Neid Behuda has 4 or 5 tshuvas on a big sichsuch. I looked up B'Kiva Eder. The Neid Behuda is in Chelak Aleph. That's a comma of Neid Behuda. Evan Ezer, the Sasa Simin Ayin Hay. The part that's Negeat to Gittin we learned last year, I think, was Ayin Vav and Ayin Zayin. It starts with Ayin Hey, and right away in the beginning, he brings both Metzia Daf Yud. Specifically, Taisis Dibur HaMasal De'Omar, which we're going to get to on Sunday. We'll tell you what his Sichsuch is about. Hopefully it'll sound familiar from last year. And Sunday we'll review it, Amitz Hashem the Machlaikis, and we'll learn the Shaychis to our Sovya, which we did not do last year. The Maisa Shahaya, if you remember, of the Night of Yehuda, was the following Maisa that precipitated this whole machlokes. There was a man whose wife refused to take a get. She refused to take a get from him, Bishum wife, and she didn't want to take a get. I think the tshuva says it was 10 years or 12 years she refused to take a get. He had problems remarrying. So he decided he'll give her a get, Bal Karcha. Now, there's really a chen Rabbeinu Gershon. You're not allowed to give a woman a get bal karcha. But if you do it, it's chal. Rabbeinu Gershon wasn't ma'akiv on the get. Just like Rabbeinu Gershon said, you can't marry two women. But if you marry a second woman, it's chal. Same thing Rabbeinu Gershon said, you're not allowed to give a woman a get against her will. But if you do, it's chal. So he decided he had enough. We'll give her a get bal karcha. You're even a chen Rabbeinu Gershon, but at least the get will be chal. He'll be able to remarry. It seems he even got Rishus from Bezdin to do it. At any rate, he wasn't strong enough to do it. So he hired two strong people, Bal Yisrael, and he paid them a few dollars. He told them, here's the get, go, I'm making you a shliach, give the get to my wife. And they went, and they forced her to take the get. However, they did it physically. They forced her to be mekabel the get, and it finished. She took the get. After this, it broke out of machlokes in Europe between the rabbanim. There were some rabbanim who held that the get is not a get because ein shliach ledvar aveira. There's a chayim rabbeinu gershim against giving a get bal karcha. So Bishlama, if he would have given the get himself, so he'd be either chayim rabbeinu gershim, but at least the get would be chal. If the husband gives a get to his wife, it's chal. But he did it through shlichus ein shliach ledvar aveira. It's a dvar aveira to give a get bal karcha. So the whole shlichus is not chal. So since the shlichus is not chal, the get is not chal. And in Meila, Hivaita has a problem with his marrying. That was the ha'ara of Mikzas Rabbanei Europe, that the get is not a get. The second kvutza of Rabbanim in Europe held that it is a good get. Now they actually had two reasons, but the reason is they get to us. One reason, which we're not going to get into a discussion, is they held it's not a Dvar Aveira, since Bezdin gave Rishus, so it's not an Aveira. So that's one discussion, which we're not going to get into. What they get to us is their second reason, which is there at Shuvah, if you remember, it was Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi Horowitz, a Mechutin of the Neid of Yehuda, wrote a letter to the Neid of Yehuda, which the Neid of Yehuda prints in the Neid of Yehuda. It's printed as one of the tshuvas. He prints the whole tshuva. He held that taka, it's a shlichas l'dvar aveira. But when we say ein shliach l'dvar aveira, what does it mean? What is ein shliach l'dvar aveira? If I tell someone to go and steal, I tell someone to go and be mechal Shabbos, what it means is the aveira, the einish of the aveira, goes on the shliach and not on the sender. Goes on the shliach and not on the mishaleach. That's what ein shliach and dvar aveira. Just like if I send the shliach to do bdikas chametz for me. So yei shlichus. Means the schus goes to me. It's my mitzvah since I did it through shliach. Ein shliach means the aveira doesn't go to me, it goes to him. However, the chalois hadavar is still chal. Ein shliach and dvar aveira is only the punishment that the punishment doesn't go to the mishaleach. But let's say I tell somebody, buy something for me on Shabbos, which is an aveira. And he buys something, he takes money, and he buys something, he's kaida for me on Shabbos. So it's taka, the einish of chil Shabbos goes on the shliach, not on the mishaleach. But the chalois hakinyan, what he did, he still did. It's still chal. Again, chalois meaning the result. The result is still in effect. If someone buys something for me on Shabbos, he's not allowed to do it, but it becomes mine. The same thing, if someone gives a get in a way that's an aveira, the shliach's going to be punished. He did an aveira, he gave her a get bal karcha. The shliach will be punished, not the mishaleach, and shliach and the aveira. But the chalois haget, that's chal. The chalois haget is chal, and it's a good get. So this was the opinion of this mitzvah Ravadasov, the second group of Rabbanim, who held it's a good get. They said, taka, ein shliach dvar aveira, it's only for einshin, not for chalos. Now the Yehuda took on very stark, like the first group, that ein shliach dvar aveira is on the chalos as well. And right in the beginning of the tshuva, he says that it's toloi in Tosfos, dibra maslo de omar, the two terutzim of Tosfos. The second teretz, zicha holds like the Neid of Yehuda. Question is how to learn the first teretz. And this is the nidain that we're going to go through on Sunday. The nidain of whether by ein shliach dvar aveira the chalois is chal or it's not chal. Last year we spent quite a bit of time, if you remember this Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi Horowitz brought Yud Dalad Rayas, 14 Rayas, which the Neid of Yehuda spelled out. Probably half of them were from Gittin. I think we went through, I don't think we went through all 14, I don't remember. We went through many of the rayas, and it would be good if you would pull out the Night of Yehuda, look at it again. For those who learned it last year, it should remind you of it and hopefully reinforce your memory of it. And for those who didn't learn it, or learned, must have learned it but don't remember you did, so it would hopefully we'll go through it, and that's our job for Sunday.